its material, ordered sound and rhythm, is almost completely detached from the concrete world of objects, and this very detachment makes music most apt at suggesting the flood of impressions, thoughts, and feelings, which is the proper domain of romantic art. Only instrumental music, pure music, free from the burden of words, can perfectly attain this goal of communicating emotion. Instrumental music, therefore, is the ideal romantic art. Its detachment from the world, its mystery, its incomparable power of suggestion, which works on the mind directly without the mediation of words, made it the dominant art, the one most representative among all the arts of the 19th century. Quote, "All art constantly aspires towards the condition of music," unquote, wrote essayist Walter Pater. Schopenhauer believed that music was the very image and incarnation of the innermost reality of the world, the immediate expression of the universal feelings and impulsions of life in concrete, definite form. That all music had extra musical content was one of the cherished, if not always acknowledged, beliefs in the 19th century. Romantic era music, then, will be characterized by heightened and personalized emotional expression and self-expression. It will be characterized by increasingly descriptive, pictorially and literarily content. That is, the boundaries between literature and painting and music are going to become obscured as painters try to paint pictures, try to tell stories, try to describe ever more extreme emotions in purely instrumental terms. And increasingly, we will witness musical form will fit to content, not content being fit to a particular musical form, as in classicism. Good. There are four main Romantic era expressive trends which we will observe, and I would go through these trends right now in no particular order with the understanding that the music we will listen to over the next few lectures will get into these trends in much greater detail than I'm going to discuss them right now. So let's go through these four major Romantic era trends as an introduction to them, and again, in no particular order, we begin with heightened and personalized emotion, emotional expression, and self-expression. Heightened and personalized emotion, emotional expression, and self-expression. All right, the Romantic era, my friends, was fascinated with extreme emotional states. In this way, Romanticism would seem to harken back almost to the Baroque era with its fascination with emotional and expressive exuberance. Like the Baroque, the Romantic era was fascinated with emotional extremes. So, another back-to-back example, and again, the question is the same. What are these two pieces about emotionally? If you had to ascribe some set of emotions to these two excerpts, what emotions would you ascribe to them? And we begin with the Haydn Symphony No. 88, the first movement, first theme of 1788. What emotion would you ascribe to this music? And that is such a typically classical era theme. And what emotion would we ascribe to it? It's happy. It's upbeat. It's nice music. It puts us in a good frame of mind. But it's very generic. It's generic happy. I wouldn't call it ecstatic, and I wouldn't call it moderately happy. It's just that nice, upbeat, happy classical era music. All right, let us please compare that to Tchaikovsky, his Romeo and Juliet love theme, the second theme of a sonata form movement that we will study at much greater length in a future lecture. Please, what emotion or emotions does this music describe? And are these emotions generic or quite specific?